Good evening, listeners. This is the Pacifica Audit Committee for 2014, meeting on October 28th. My name is Fred Blair. I'm the interim chair of this year's Audit Committee. Our secretary is Kim Kaufman. Kim, you want to take roll and establish quorum?
Okay. Fred Blair.
Present.
Carolyn Burden. Maria Elena Castellanos.
Present.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Jane Gatewood.
Present.
Donald Goldmacher. William Heerwagon.
Present.
Kim Kaufman, secretary, is here. Hank Lamb. Frank Lefevre. Robert Mark.
Present.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Giselle. Who just got on?
Hank did.
All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have quorum.
Very good. Kim, you just sent out the draft agenda.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If you want, I can read it.
Why don't you do that?
Okay, roll call, agenda approval, minutes approval, next meeting notice. Chair election, best way to proceed, and FY 2014 audit, to choose an audit for that election. Oh, and the chair, Fred Blair, will make a brief report on FY 2013 audit progress.
Okay. Well, that's going to be really short. Okay, does anybody have any additions to the agenda?
Jane Gatewood, I would like to move to approve that agenda.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, we have an agenda. Okay, Kim set out the...
I'm sorry, this is Brenda. Can I speak when that's appropriate?
Sure, you have the floor. Do you have an addition to the agenda?
Yes, I do. Could we approve the minutes? Can I miss that?
We haven't started. We haven't gone to the approval of the minutes yet.
But it's in the agenda, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's it. Thanks.
Okay. Well, if there is no objection to approval of the agenda, we have an agenda. Kim sent out, I believe this morning, the minutes from the August meeting. Since we did not have a September meeting because we didn't reach quorum, so there's no minutes for that. Has everybody seen the minutes for the August meeting?
This is Jane Gatewood with the comment.
You have the floor, Jane.
I think if we know what time the meeting adjourned, that should be noted. The time it starts and time it ends, I normally see. I don't know if that's available.
It's not by me. I don't have it. I didn't note it, and,
It's not a big deal, then.
I could go back and do the math listening to the audio, but other than that, I should write, take note of that, but I don't.
I'll see if I can get that information to Kim to correct the minutes. Are there any...
William Heerwagon for the stack.
Okay, William, you have the floor.
Thank you. William Heerwagon, WBAI. I just looked at my inbox, and I have from 7:10 p.m. tonight the draft minutes, so I haven't looked at them yet.
If you'd like, I can read them for the stream. They're very short.
Go ahead, Kim, and we don't have anything else for the stack at this point. It's going to be a short meeting, and probably also.
Okay. Here are the minutes. July minutes approved without objection. Kaufman moves to have closed session next meeting and review management letter and try and see that the management is working to correct the deficiencies. No objections. Gatewood amendment to review the last 2 years of management letter. No objection. So we, I think we actually did that, but...
Wasn't there also a request for the chair to send out the last 2 years of management letters? I did do that, but
yeah.
I think that was, I don't know if that was a motion or not.
No, I mean, it was just, no, I didn't write it down that you were going to do it, obviously.
And it was done.
Yeah.
Robert, back.
Robert, you have the floor.
Yeah, I would move that this meeting that has a quorum approve the action of the acceptance of the July minutes that was taken by the non-quorum meeting in August, or whatever month it was, September, I guess.
Yeah, the September meeting didn't reach quorum, so this is the October meeting.
Yeah, but yeah, she just read that they approved the minutes, but it's
August.
Not official
no,
if they didn't
no,
have
no.
a quorum.
Robert, these were minutes from August. So we approved the July minutes at the August meeting because if the September didn't get quorum, we couldn't approve the August minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
I just want to make sure a quorum approves all the minutes there are to approve.
Yes, these August ones are the only outstanding minutes not approved.
Okay. Any more discussion on the minutes?
Jane Gatewood for the SEC.
Jane, you have the floor.
I move that we approve the minutes as presented.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving the minutes as read? Hearing none, the minutes are approved.
Praise the Lord. Thank you very much.
Okay. This point, the next meeting of the audit committee is November 25th.
I'm just looking it up to see what date that is.
That's the fourth Tuesday of the month, and it's. I don't think that's Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving is the 29th.
It's the 27th.
Thanksgiving
right.
is the 27th.
Okay.
Fourth Tuesday would be the 25th.
Yeah, and we're meeting. The next meeting is November 25th.
Okay.
Okay. So that this is the preamble to the meeting. So the first item is the chair election. Kim, do you want to report on that? Since I've been told to stay out of that, since I have a conflict of interest being a candidate. You want to let the members know what the status is of the election of chair?
Well, the first one was sent out by the administrator in the national office. And I guess at the last meeting that didn't make quorum, one member said he never received the ballot. And was there something else?
You're correct. You are correct, Kim.
Okay.
Somebody.
And there was another, and then I think we just sort of agreed that I would take care of it. And then when another member, Frank Lefevre, the next day said, I never received anything, then I just sort of decided to start over. Sending it out to make sure with everybody's email on one email so everybody could see that everybody received an email and the ballot. And half the people didn't see my email, or a significant amount of people didn't see my email. And so with each election, there are some people who were disenfranchised. So there was enough sort of kerfuffle that it seemed best to just not let me make any more unilateral decisions and let the committee decide what's the best way to handle this.
Jane Gatewood for the SEC.
Brenda Medina for the SEC.
Kim, are you finished?
I am.
With your report. Jane, you have the floor.
I'm just wondering, is it possible that the additional balloting could be treated as an extended balloting period so that basically every committee member will have, you know, who has cast a vote, that the votes that have already been cast can just be tallied? So that's a question.
Let the chair respond on this. The problem here is we don't know, you know, of the two ballots, which of the committee members have responded. It's possible that somebody has received no ballot for either of those two periods. Go ahead, Jane.
Okay, so I thought the system that was in place where the national office assists with the, you know, opening is that they actually keep track of who ballots have been received from, and that if somebody sent in two ballots, they wouldn't know which one came from which. Okay, so never mind.
Well, there's several people there's Jane.
Okay.
Several
now,
people.
I see why that doesn't work. Never mind. I think it would have, right. In hindsight, I think having extended balloting would have been a better choice. But since that wasn't made, then I can understand that it's not possible to treat it that way.
Robert Stack.
I got you, Robert.
Thank you.
Yeah, William for the Stack.
Okay. I've got you, William. Brenda, you have the floor.
Thanks. So I would propose that I think there may have just been an error due to not including Donald Goldmarker into the SPAC. I would propose to this committee that the national office take care of the balloting once again, send out the ballot to everyone so people have an opportunity to vote, and I would propose to have a two-week deadline, so 2 weeks from today, in order for people to be able to vote, so we don't so by the time we get to the next meeting, we already have those results available to us, so we can move forward with this.
Okay, Robert, you have the floor.
Yeah, I want to speak in favor of the motion, the suggestion that was just made. The problem is they're keeping track of who they got ballots from, but the ballots themselves have no identifiers. So for the people that voted in both elections, they will be two ballots to be counted, and then there's people that didn't vote in either election. So that you couldn't get an accurate count by just saying, let's count the ballots that are there and let somebody that hasn't voted vote, because there might be several people with two ballots in the pile.
Point of clarification.
And can you put Kim on the stack, Fred?
Yeah, I'll put Kim. Brenda, what's your point of clarification?
So what I'm proposing is that we have a whole new ballot system sent out to everyone that is taken care of and counted through the national office. I think it's a simple solution to be able to, since there was so much confusion over these first two elections, to be able to do have the national office cover that, and then that way we can get the results within a timely fashion. Because if we keep trying to discuss the ballot that happened in either election, there can be cases of disenfranchisement in both scenarios.
Okay, William, you have the floor.
Thank you. Yeah, I remember it the way, I don't know, maybe it was Jane outlined that Goldmarker said his attachment was no good, and Lefevre said he didn't see it. He had personal situations where he didn't see the email. So I'd like to make a substitute motion. Before I start reading the motion, my belief and understanding is that the emails received at national office have the attachments with them. Each email has an attachment. Then those attachments are taken off and put in a pool. So if that has not been done yet, then all the attachments, which are the ballots, for the first election, it can be put in this pool to be read. I'll make my motion. I move that Goldmacher and Lefevre ballots, if any, received on the second balloting, be added to the first ballot. The thusly combined ballots for chair be tallied to determine a possible winner if there is not a tie vote.
Okay. So we have an alternative motion. Kim, you have the floor. Kim?
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Because we don't know if they got them or not. And the problem, to me, was the way the national office sent it out. So I only know that I got one. And if somebody says they didn't get one, we have no way of knowing. That's why I made sure everybody's email with the ballot was on one email. So nobody could say they didn't get it. They could have said they didn't see it, as some did, but they couldn't say they didn't get it. So I have no knowledge of whether Goldmacher received it or not. We have no way to verify that, or with Frank either. We don't know. So that's why I'm uncomfortable with that system of the NO sending it out. There's no transparency or double checking. So,
Kim, do we know why Donald got the email but without the attachment?
No, I have no idea. I can't go to the national office and see what was sent out from there. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, we've exhausted the stack at this point. We have.
Robert
Who's
stack.
Jane Gatewood.
Okay. Who asked to be on the stack besides Robert and Jane?
Hank.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Since you haven't spoken yet, Hank, you have the floor, and then it will be Robert and Jane.
Well, two things. One, if the national office compiles their list and sends it out the same way Kim did the second ballot, that removes our doubts. But why don't we just use SurveyMonkey and only invite the members? It's automatically tallied. There's no flim-flam, and it's a third party doing it.
Brenda, for
I think we should do our national elections that way the same.
I've got you, Brenda.
I'm done.
Thank you, Hank. Robert, you have the floor.
Honest in the stack, also,
please. I'm sorry? Who just asked to be on the stack?
Lawrence did.
Who?
Lawrence. Okay. You're next.
Please stop doing beeping something.
Somebody's hitting their keys on their cell phone. Okay, Robert.
Absolutely correct. I don't think he's wrong at all. I think it could be done, and I have a feeling it could be done without much trouble. And I would be even willing to offer to help with that. But in all honesty, I think Robert said it correctly. I think that's the simplest, easiest solution. And I think that if Kim will confer to make sure that they have everybody's correct address and they just repeat what they did the first time, but just resend it to everybody and maybe even ask them to, maybe there could be a follow-up email a week after it's sent out. So I support the original motion that Brenda made, except that I think it should be 2 weeks after they send it out because rather than 2 weeks from tonight, because it might take a day or two to get things coordinated.
You finished, Jane?
Yep.
Okay, Brenda, you have the floor.
I accept that amendment from Jane. So one of the things that I wanted to mention with folks is that I think it's important that people feel that the ballot is secret ballot. And that's one of the reasons why I proposed that it be sent to the national office. I agree with Kim on being able to confer with Lachelle from the national office to make sure that she has all the correct emails. And so that's my proposition to kind of be able to move forward with this process. And I would accept the amendment to do the 2 weeks after the ballot is sent out to everyone.
This is Kim.
You want your phone on the stack, Kim?
Please.
Okay. I'm putting myself on. Actually, I'm going to put myself on just before Lawrence. The problem here is we need somebody also probably to individually call each of the members of the committee, make sure that they actually get the email with the attachment. That was the problem last month, is that Donald Goldmacher got the email, but there was no attachment on it, according to him. So we need to do a double check in terms of making sure that this gets through to the committee members. Okay, Lawrence, you're next. I'm sorry. Did Brenda? You spoke already, right?
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence, you're next.
Yeah. So I don't have any objection to making sure that we take all the required measures to make sure that the ballot is transparent yet anonymous and secure. And I believe that it's been the practice of PNB committees to always, when there's a contested chairperson election, that it always goes to the national office. So I just want to make sure that continues.
Thank you. Thank you, Lawrence. Kim, do you speak, Kim?
I'd like to speak.
Okay, you have the floor.
Okay, I heard a discrepancy between what Robert said and what Brenda said. Now, what I didn't like about when the first ballots were sent out is we have no way of knowing who maybe got an email, who maybe didn't get a ballot. So the way I sent them out last time with everybody's email on it and the ballot, everybody can see that everybody got the email and the ballot. So that's why I would recommend that it not be sent out the way the national office did it the first time. Because anybody can say, I didn't get it, I didn't get the ballot. And we have no way of knowing. But with my system, you can say, yes, you got it on blah, blah date, and that's it. There's no discrepancy over that. So if I need to make another motion to say that that's the process I favor for sending them out, the other stuff, I'm fine with, but I would like to really speak. So I guess I'm making a motion that process be used to send out from the national office if they have to do it again, which I regret. As Robert said, they have many better things to do than this.
The stack is exhausted at this point. Do people want to continue discussing this?
Well, point of order, Chair. This is Lawrence.
Yeah. What's your point of order?
Well, there seems to be three things that are on the table, and I think the Chair needs to guide us in the direction as to, you know, how we're going to sort through this and, you know, what's going to remain on the table in order for us to be informed and make a decision.
Well, I thought we had a motion and an amendment to that motion.
This is Kim, and I've been not writing this down, so I'm bad. I mean, theoretically, people should be sending me their motions. So I have the first from memory here, move to redo the elections with 2 weeks allowance, and then Brenda made an amendment to have the national office send it out again, and then I made another amendment to have them send it out with the way I did it, with everybody's email on it.
Kim, I'm assuming that the first ballot that they sent out was with a blind distribution list.
I have no idea, Fred. All I know is I got an email with just my name on it. Other than that, I have no idea.
But you had the ballot.
I got an email, too. I mean,
yes.
Don't ask me about this technical stuff. It's beyond
Kim,
these weird, you know, listservs. I just don't understand.
Is somebody trying to speak?
Yeah, Hank.
Hank, you have the floor.
Okay. They probably sent it out to the list, which just says that it's going to the list, and each individual gets their individual email on it, but they don't see who else gets it. So as Kim's suggesting, send it out the way she did, where all the individual emails are on there as opposed to the list. Then you can see, I can see, she can see, we can all see that everybody else got it. And that's Kim's point, and that's a good security point for us at this point. I mean, we don't want to do this a fourth time.
No.
Please.
God help us. Pull up.
What was the voting site that you suggested, Hank? Was that Voter Monkey?
Yeah, SurveyMonkey. We actually have use of it already.
What is the name again?
SurveyMonkey.
Oh, SurveyMonkey.
Yeah. They're a reputable organization. They do much, much larger things, but they also do small things. And, you know,
the only problem is we don't have a lot of experience, or at least I don't have any experience with them setting it up. But in the future, the organization should check that out. That might save a lot of hassle. Okay, does anybody else want the floor to speak at this point?
Robert.
Robert, you have the floor.
I hate to add to the paranoia, which is Pacifica, but the fact is that we've sent out identical ballots on two rounds of voting, which if there was corruption at the national office, they could just get the ballots and have the outcome come out the way they want because they'll have duplicates, and if we do it a third time, it'll be that many duplicates. So I would say that we also have to have the ballot, say, third round or something on it that distinguishes it from the earlier two ballots.
That sounds like a valid process, Robert. Kim, as secretary, if you talk to the national office,
I'll send them the ballot with that on there. And,
okay.
Instruct them.
Fred, and another thing, if Kim would just send the email out she sent before with all those addresses, not the same email, but with all those addresses, and add into it the national office and tell them you would like them to send it out using these addresses, this format, then they can attach the ballot to it, or even Kim could attach the ballot to it. I guess she just said she was going to. And then all they would have to do is turn around and hit reply all, and it would go out, and it would be perfectly easy for them.
They would just have to forward it, I think.
That's all, reply all.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, that's no guarantee by having the group email list on the, you know, all on the header. That's no guarantee that somebody's going to get it, since we don't know why people haven't gotten it. But it improves the process.
I don't think that anybody complained about not getting it this time. I think they complained about not seeing it. And I think that that's fair because we just made this decision. I mean, we didn't notify the meeting, you know, in a public forum for anybody to really have a reason to check. So that's why I thought this last one was, you know...
Okay, well, we have a motion on the floor.
Jane Gate with the dispatch.
Jane, you have the floor.
I think that Lawrence made a very good point that there are actually about three different things on the floor, and I think he was suggesting he might offer some guidance.
This is Kim. I can write it. I can read what I've written down, Jane.
Well, I think that if you just separate them into three and see if everybody agrees with each, then we can move forward. The first was that we redo the validating.
To indicate that this is a third election.
Do a third balloting period, all new, handled by the national office. That was the first thing that people...
Yeah, let me ask, is there any objection to modifying the form of the ballot so it indicates it's the third election? Is there any objection to that? Hearing, I don't hear any, so I guess the group has accepted that.
The second point was that national office be asked to just send it to the entire committee with all the committee members' address in open so that everybody would see who received it. And what
is there, are you
doing this backwards?
Who ejected just now?
Well, we're doing this backwards.
Well, we're looking at the amendments to the motion.
I know, but we're doing this backwards. Because my amendment was the last one, and my amendment was to send up the same way I sent out, well, that the NO should send up the ballots the same way I did, with one email with everyone's address and an attachment for full transparency. So that's the last.
Well, I think isn't that what Jane is suggesting right now?
Right. Didn't we just agree without objection to do a third balloting?
Yes, and to make the third balloting have a slightly different format, so we can tell the difference between the different ballots.
Robert Stack.
Okay, I've got you, Robert.
Somewhere lost in the report. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, Robert.
Somewhere lost in the report was the original amendment to the original motion, which called for figuring out a way to add the people that didn't get ballots to the first election. And so that was made as a motion, as an amendment, so we have to deal with it.
Substitute. This is William. I made a substitute motion.
Okay. Well, we need to deal with that because it's on the table.
And your substitute was what, William?
I move that the Goldmacher and Lefevre ballots, if any, received for the second balloting be added to the first ballot.
Okay.
The thusly combined ballots for chair be tallied to determine a possible winner if there is not a tie.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Probably if you vote on it quickly, it'll get voted down because most people don't like that idea. But
right.
Then you can go to all the other amendments.
I think what's been proposed here is that we have an all-new third ballot so that everybody has an equal chance to receive a ballot and send it in to avoid having to deal with multiple ballots from the same person.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Jane?
I think they're saying that we're supposed to vote on William's substitute motion so that we can get back to the original motion, which is exactly what you just said.
Okay.
Yeah, but first we have to vote on the ones that came after, and then
there were proposed amendments to the original motion after the proposed substitute motion.
So we have to deal with the substitute. What Jane is saying is we have to deal with the substitute motion first before we can deal with the original motion.
Just for clarity,
if he made a substitute, then there are two more amendments after that. So those amendments would be for his substitute.
No, just for clarity, I mean the amendments were to Brenda's original motion, and we never dealt with the substitute motion. I actually don't know. I've heard that motions don't need to be seconded in committee. I don't know.
That's correct.
So at this point, what I thought I heard said is that if you call a vote on the substitute motion, it will be defeated, and then you can deal with the first motion. But the amendments were definitely to the original, Brenda's or Robert's original motion.
Well, no, they weren't.
Kim?
Mine wasn't, and nor was Brenda's, because Brenda's amendment to hear wagons was basically sort of another substitute, which she wanted
to... No, my amendment was first.
What?
My amendment was first, Kim. And then there was...
wagons?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the original motion. Brenda made the original
Brenda
motion.
Brenda made the original motion.
Okay.
I made a substitute. And
then there was
people
a substitute.
Forgot about
then there
the
was,
substitute. And,
yeah, and then there was amendment.
Brenda's.
And then I proposed an amendment to Brenda's motion.
Which was what?
I asked that it be amended to allow 2 weeks balloting period after the ballots are sent out, as opposed to 2 weeks from tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda, could you possibly restate your... I'm sorry. Chair,
well,
I think it might be helpful if Brenda would restate.
Sure, I can restate my motion.
It, Jose Luis is on the line. I'm going to mute myself.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you, Jose, for announcing that you're on the line. So we have 10 members present. We're discussing the ballot, Jose. Since you got in here late, we're discussing the two ballots that have been sent out for the election of the chair of the committee, and all the kerfuffles that have taken place around this. Brenda, you want to restate your main motion? Hello? Am I still on the line?
Yes.
Hello? Sorry, I was on mute. I was trying to get off mute. Okay. So my original motion was that I propose that we have the national office send out a new ballot for the election of chair and have it returned to the national office within 2 weeks.
Okay.
Then there was amendments to that saying, making sure that we say 2 weeks from when it was actually sent out. Then there was another amendment saying that we utilize it in the same format as Kim had sent out, and that's when that conversation that Kim brought up, or Robert Mark brought up, about having the national office just forward the email that Kim had sent out a couple weeks ago.
Okay, then William Harawagon made an alternate motion about, you want to state that, William? I forgot what the exact wording of that.
Yeah. Move that the Goldmacher and Lefevre ballots, if any, received for the second balloting, be added to first ballots. The thusly combined ballots for chair be tallied to determine a possible winner if there is not a tie. It's so stupid.
Okay.
Now can I motivate my motion and then we vote on it?
No, you already motivated it.
I just read it. I never motivated.
Well, yeah, you've already stated it and put
it
out there.
Kim, there's been discussion on William's motion. Do you want to call the question on your alternative motion,
well,
William?
We can't call the question.
Well,
I want a point of order. Point of order, Chair.
What's your point of order, Lawrence?
Who's chairing the meeting? It seems like people are jumping in and out.
I'm trying to chair the meeting. It's getting very confusing.
I have a point of order, too.
Robert, what's your point of order?
You can't call the question at a committee meeting.
Right.
So all you have to do as chair is ask, do you want to have a vote on this substitute motion? Hearing no objection or whatever. It's either debate or vote.
Thank you, Robert. Do you want to have a vote on the substitute motion by William Harawagon?
I'm ready. Except for I made my amendment after William's thing, and mine wasn't.
Point of order, if the motion passes, there won't be an election, so there won't need to be any format for the election. we have to deal with the substitute motion to figure out what which process we're going to follow.
Okay, fine. All right.
Thank you, Robert, for your clarity on this.
I'll take the roll if anybody's ready to vote.
Well, we don't have to. This doesn't have to be. Well, yeah, I guess it has to be a roll call vote since this is a conference call. I'll restate Williams' motion, which is basically to combine the first election and the second election so that we have the sufficient number of ballots to choose the chair.
I object.
Okay, am I misstating your motion, William?
Yes, absolutely. When you use the word combine, people start thinking that, oh, then we're going to have duplicate ballots. I didn't say anything like that. I said we picked the two people that said they didn't get, for some reason, they were not able to return a ballot. Those two people, we take their ballots from the second election, if any, if they sent it in, and add just those two ballots to the first balloting, all the ballots from the first ballot. And I believe this is entirely possible since the attachments are still with the email. They haven't separated them yet. So you just take those two emails from Goldmacher and Lefevre, take their attachments from the second balloting, and if they sent it in, and combine them, add them to the first set of ballots. And that's it. We're done.
Okay.
I'm ready to take the
Madam Secretary, please take the roll on this alternative motion.
Okay. Right. Fred Blair, how do you vote?
No. Wait, I'm chair. Well,
it's okay. Maria Elena.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Jane Gatewood.
No.
William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman, no. Hank Lamb.
No.
Robert Mark.
No.
Brenda Medina.
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes.
Pass.
All right. Well, it's back to you, Brenda.
I vote yes.
And Lawrence?
I vote yes.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no. So that fails.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard 6 yeses. Can you repeat who voted yes again?
Maria Elena.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Luis. William Heerwagon. Brenda Medina and Lawrence Reyes.
Okay, thanks.
Well, if it's 5-5-0, that's a tie, and it fails. So we go back to the main motion, which was by was the main motion by Brenda? I believe so.
It's funny.
Yes, it was. But we would have to vote on the amendment prior to the main motion. Because if it's as amended, then you would move forward on that.
Okay, what's the First Amendment?
The First Amendment is mine to send it out, and it's been sort of reworked since I made the amendment, to send out, have National Office send out one email with everybody's email address on it and the ballot.
Send it out as a group email.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I'm going to try and speed things up. Is there any is there anybody opposed to that amendment? Hearing none, it passes.
Okay, and then the next one is James' amendment to send it out 2 weeks from the date of when the ballot goes out.
You mean to count the ballots 2 weeks after the ballot goes out?
Yes.
Okay. again, I'm going to ask, is there anybody opposed to that amendment?
Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. Main motion, which is move to have the national office send out with one email, send out new ballots in the format of one email to everyone with the ballot attached, and the ballot will have third election written on it, and then they will have 2 weeks to count it from the day it goes out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, Hank.
We want to be sure and stipulate that none of the previous ballots are counted.
Correct.
I guess that would have to be an amendment, but...
No, we're stipulating that.
Brenda, do you accept that?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you, Hank. Okay, is there any objection to Brenda's motion?
As amended?
Hearing no objection, Brenda's motion for a third election for the chair of the audit committee is accepted.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Fred, can I be on the stack real quick?
Yes, you have the floor.
Can I request, Kim, that you send it out since not everybody's on the call tonight? Could you send it out tonight the way that we vote the motion, so then that way everybody's clear as to what the process will be?
Yeah, I'm not going to guarantee tonight. But I will send it out within 24 hours.
Hello?
Brenda, I'm assuming that's because there are four committee members not present.
Hello?
Yes. I can hear you, Brenda. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Brenda?
I think not. At any rate, when she gets back on, I'll send it out within 24 hours.
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure what she wants me to send out. Oh, she wants me to just send out the motion so everybody knows.
Right. Let all the committee members know that we passed this motion.
Right.
Okay. We're on the... there's two more items on the agenda. Report on the fiscal 2013 audit. This is really short. I sent an email out about a week ago to the auditor, and he said that he confirmed that the 2013 audit would start on October 15th. I sent out an email yesterday to the auditor, and he confirmed the 2013 audit has started. I have no more detailed information about the audit at this point in time.
I have a question regarding that audit and also a comment.
Is this Jane or Maria?
This is Maria Elena, KPFT Houston.
Okay, you have the floor, Maria.
Oh,
well, I mean, that. I guess that's the end of my report. I really can't say anything specific. The auditor has said several months ago, and when I talked to him, that it will take 8 weeks to do the audit. So if the audit did start on October 15th, it should be essentially complete by December 15th. And I'm sorry I don't have any more information, but that's all that I have been given. Maria, you have the floor. You had a question.
My first name is Maria Elena.
Maria Elena.
Yeah, Maria Elena.
I apologize.
That's all right. Information that I received with regard to the inability to complete the audit, and because of the failure to have access to or to obtain the minutes of the PNB for 2013. And so my question, you know, I heard that is a stumbling block in the audit being completed. And because there is that stumbling block without a completed audit, we cannot submit, of course, application for renewal of our of something like $140,000 grant from the Corporation
CPB.
For CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So my question is, do you have, does anyone else on the call have information that confirms that stumbling block that I heard? That for lack of PNB minutes for the year 2013, they're unable to complete the audit for that year.
Can I ask you a question, Maria? Are you referring to the email that went out yesterday from the national office asking for? Actually, it didn't go. I'm sorry. It went out from Armenino, from one of the people at Armenino, asking for the minutes of the audit committee, not the PNB. Well,
no, she's not. I can speak to this.
Kim, you have the floor.
Okay, but I'm in the process of switching phones here, so I'm going to try and do this. This is not correct. Yes, they would like the minutes from the PMB meetings and all minutes, but it's not holding back the audit in any way, and they are
in the process of collecting them. In terms of, I just today from the IED got a request for the minutes from this year, all the minutes for the audit committee, which I need to ask for whoever was the secretary for previous year. We need to deal with that because I'm going to send the minutes that I have out to the auditor or to the IED, but we need to deal with the previous year's minutes. So, Maria Elena, they are in the process of gathering the minutes. The audit, as Fred said, will take 2 months to complete. There's really no particular information in these minutes that the auditors need to use to do the audit. They just need to have a record that there are functional, you know, meetings and committees. But it's not holding anything back. And as far as the CPB goes, that's long gone. You know, it was due June. If we had gotten the audit in by July, we could have gotten a decreasing amount of money. If we had gotten it in August, we could have gotten a further decreasing amount of money. By the time we get it in December, forget it. There's no money left for that particular year. I mean, it's done. So this is not holding anything up, and it is not hurting our chances of getting any CPB money. So I'm done. Thanks.
Kim, point of clarification. The minutes that you're talking, because
somebody mute
their phone, there's a lot of noise on the line. The minutes that you're talking about are the minutes for the fiscal year 2013, which ends September 30th, 2013. This is essentially last year.
My understanding is they're asking for this year's as well. I'm not sure why. Because I'm only doing this year. This year has nothing to do with the audit that they're actually doing. So I'm not sure why they're asking for these years. You know, as far as I'm concerned, Fred,
yep.
I'm going to send out the minutes, the approved minutes. I'm going to give them to you. You're going to put them up on KPFTX, and we don't have to think about it again. They can go and get whatever minutes they want from KPFTX. So we just need to get last year's audit committee meetings up on KPFTX.
Kim. In any case, the PNB for fiscal year 2013, the PNB secretary would have been Richard Uzel for PNB minutes. And my understanding is the secretary of the audit committee for 2013 was Margie Wilkinson. And I think we had minutes for audit for that year. Any case, anybody else want to be on the stack to speak on this, about this? Thank you. Okay, Hank, I've got you. Anybody else? Okay,
well,
thank you.
This is Kim, and I would just like clarification that Margie was the secretary last year.
This is Lawrence for the SAC.
Okay, I've got you, Lawrence, for the SAC.
I could answer Tim's question right away.
Well, Vichort, could you answer?
Yes. She was the secretary of the audit committee last year.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Hank, you have the floor.
Well, I believe that we do not have all of the PNB minutes through August of last year, in that at the last tally, Richard was about 20 meetings behind, if you include closed and open sessions. And I believe they go back one of them into June.
Point of order here.
What's your point of order, Kim?
We have nothing to do with the PNB minutes. All we're dealing with is the audit minutes, really.
Well, I'm sorry, they were brought up in the conversation.
PNB deal with their minutes.
I didn't bring them up originally.
I understand. But I'm just saying it's a point of order. We have nothing. We don't, you know, it's not the purview of this committee to deal with minutes not of this committee. You know,
it's just an informational piece.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Hank?
I was just giving it as a piece of information for this body to have, as most of this other discussion has been.
Okay. That's all right. That's fine, Hank. Warren spoke. Jane, you have the floor. I think you just requested the floor.
Yeah, just to respond to Kim's point, the question was raised as to whether the availability of minutes was holding up the audit. So I do think that it is relevant to this committee on that basis. So your response, as I understand it, is that as far as you know, no, that is not holding it up. I don't know if you have any reservations to that, but I think that the question was valid based on the concern that was raised.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jane. I think the reason for the inquiry by Armenino about the audit committee minutes is that when they fill out the tax form, the 990 tax form, there is a box that says the audit committee has reviewed certain documents. Could somebody please mute their phone? There's a box on the tax form that asks if the audit committee was involved in reviewing certain documents, and they need to fill out those boxes. They need the minutes to determine that. That may not be precisely correct, but I think that's the reason for all this inquiry about our minutes. Is there anybody else wants to speak on the stack about this issue about the 2013 audit?
Yes, Maria Elena, put me on the stack, please.
Yeah, Maria Elena, you have the floor.
I haven't received a clear answer to my question. And that is, does the availability of the minutes of the PMB's audit committee for the fiscal year 2013, has that affected the completion of the audits? And it wasn't just that, it was also, and by virtue of the, and if it did, or if it didn't, regardless, does the the completion of that audit, how does that tie in with the CPB, the Corporation of Public Broadcasting potential grant? And all I've received are all sorts of statements to the effect that, hey, yeah, there's a link. There's a direct link between these three elements. And that is, for some reason or another, the portion that remains diminishes once a person gets past the deadline for submitting their application for renewal of that CPB grant. So as far as I can tell, yeah, there is a direct link between all these three elements. And I want to know why it is that Richard Uzzell who is secretary of the PNB, and I believe we're talking about also the PNB's auditing committee, during one of the critical years, fell behind by like 20 meetings or something like that. My understanding is that this is a repeating issue, and that is it's not going to go away unless we get to the source of what's causing this failure to obtain the minutes and submit them for purposes of completing the audit and for purposes also of completing the application in a timely fashion for CPB grant renewal. And people can sniff at it, and somebody said, oh, it's only $120,000. Somebody else said, it's only $180,000. Somebody else said, oh, it's only $140,000. I don't care if it's just $50,000. I'm concerned because of what that grant has done in the past with regard to the functioning of KPFT and the other Pacifica radio stations, especially with regard to outreach to minority populations and underserved populations. So that's the end of my comment. I'm not going to gloss over this thing. And somebody needs to be called to account for it. I mean, why is it that now, if no matter what we submit with regard to a completed audit and a completed application for the CPB renewal, we don't have a chance of even getting any portion of that $180,000 or whatever amount of money? That's the
Brenda
end of
for the stack, and then Kim for.
Yes.